Hindrance to union. Ignorance. This meditation is based on the book, The Light of the Soul, the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. Please read the Great Quest meditation document on the hindrance, ignorance, so you understand the nuances of this hindrance. Book 2, Sutras 24 and 25, tell us that ignorance is the cause of all the other obstructions, whether they be latent, in the process of elimination, already overcome, or in full operation. The human soul identifies with its vehicles, with the thoughts and the desires that they create, because it doesn't know any better. Ignorance is confusing the permanent, pure, blissful, the self, with that which is impermanent, impure, painful, and the not self. In other words, our temporary vehicles of expression. You will also see in the document that the seed thoughts and questions to ask yourself, these are the basis for your meditation throughout the month. Meditation alignment. Sit comfortably with the spine erect. Breathe easily and relax your physical, emotional, and mental fields. Focus high within your head. Visualize the light, love, and power of the soul pouring into your three personality vehicles. For assimilation. Imagine yourself as the thinker, focused within the soul illumined mind. Say the Gayatri. O thou who givest sustenance to the universe, from whom all things proceed, to whom all things return, unveil to me the face of the true spiritual sun, hidden by a disk of golden light, that I may know the truth and do my whole duty as I journey to thy sacred feet. seed thoughts to consider for the month. Avida, ignorance, is the confusing of the permanent, pure, blissful in the self with that which is impermanent, impure, painful, and the not self. To what extent have I freed myself from ignorance? Raja Yoga students are no longer ignorant about their true spiritual nature. This now needs to become an established fact in everyday consciousness. What do I need to do now to become more spiritually aware? What ignorance is brought to an end through non-association with the things perceived? This is the great liberation. I imagine that I no longer identify with things I see, but stand free and liberated. Throughout the month, do not blindly accept what is presented or said to you. It's not necessarily the truth. Investigate until you are satisfied for yourself. Study your motives so that you can become more aware of whatever it is that motivates and drives you through life. Less unconscious and more conscious. Visualization exercise. This should only take a minute or so. Choose one obstacle which you believe you have and that you wish to work with. Very briefly realize how the obstacle prevents you from moving forward spiritually. Determine that you will eliminate the obstacle. Using your will and your powers of concentration, for a few seconds, visualize yourself demonstrating the opposite positive quality. Now follow the Raja Yoga meditation method. Each day, select one of the seed thoughts in the assigned document and focus on it. Meditate by analyzing the seed thought using sequential thinking until you gain a synthetic understanding. Contemplate on it by holding your consciousness high above the mind and open it to divine inspiration. Expect a soul-inspired thought or symbol to drop into your consciousness. Illumination comes as you recall any insights and summarize and ground them in your memory. Lower interlude. With deliberation, bring the meditation to a close and imaginatively reaffirm your focus in your mind and then your brain. Quietly review and interpret any insights you received during the meditation, summarizing with clarity what these insights were and what they mean to you. This work is very important as it will ground your consciousness back into your brain, helping to overcome the problem of spacing out. And it's going to train your mind to do the necessary work of interpreting intuitive insight. It also completes the underlying exercise of building the antacarana. Distribution. Sound the great invocation, followed by the sacred word Om 3 times. Visualizing as you do so the redemption or upliftment of humanity and the earth. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men. The purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.